This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl here today with your holiday shopping update. Good news and bad on this Friday. The good is that if you're a little bit squeezed, Toys R Us and Walmart have already started their layaway programs. The bad is that a lot of their best stuff has already been laid away. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Annie. What's up?
How long have you been doing layaway?
I have been doing layaway for 35 years. I would call myself the layaway queen.
That self-proclaimed layaway queen is my mom, Carol.
Done layaway at the Walmart stores. I've done layaway at Kmart. I've done layaway at Sears.
You get the picture. My mom has done her some layaway. The more items she can put away, the more she will. Sarah Spencer is a spokesperson for Walmart. She says its holiday layaway was so successful last year, they're letting people put more items away.
This year, we're adding small home appliances, and then you also have your select sporting goods.
Toys R Us's holiday layaway has already done so well, it had to stop people from putting away certain electronics until new inventory shipped. Richard Feinberg is a retail professor at Purdue. He says retailers continue to expand layaway and eliminate fees to lure in broke consumers. And with a 7.8% unemployment rate, he says there are plenty to lure in.
And it's so important for them to get every last dollar from anybody. Many of them are waiving the fees and making the rules much simpler.
Layaway has Depression-era roots, and Feinberg says it works best for both consumers and retailers when times are tough. He says next holiday season, if the economy improves, you're going to be hearing a lot less about layaway. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.